Good morning.
大家早上好。
Philippians 4,
verse 8 and 9.
Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, as we look at your word this morning, would you teach us how to think thoughts that draw us to you?
主啊，当我们今天看到你的话语的时候，求你帮助我们，让我们头脑中的想法能够让我们跟你更接近。
Please speak to us through your words.
用你的话语来跟我们直接讲话。
Give us hearts that are open to you.
让我们的心敞开向你的话。
And to obey what you teach us.
来遵从你教导我们的。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
For the first 50 years or so of my life, I paid very little attention to health.
我在50岁之前很少注意我自己的健康。
I eat whatever I wanted.
我想吃什么就吃什么。
I never exercise.
我也从来不去做运动。
I never went to the doctor.
我也不愿意去看医生。
And then someone said,
然后就有人跟我讲,
You're going to be a senior citizen pretty soon.
很快你就要成老年人了。
You need to look in the mirror and realize that you're going to have to live the rest of your life in the body that you're building.
所以你要对着镜子，你看看，照照镜子，你对着你自己说，以后你生命的以后每一天都要生活在你自己正在建造的这个身体里面。
I looked in the mirror.
然后我就照照镜子。
And decided to start eating healthier.
然后我就决定我以后吃东西要注意健康。
Walking more.
而且要多走路。
And someday I'm going to get up the courage to go have a checkup.
所以有一天我可能会有足够的勇气去见医生，去做一次例行检查。
A healthy body is important.
我们一个健康的身体对我们非常重要。
But many people who work very hard at building a healthy body do nothing to build a healthy mind.
但问题是很多人很注重自己身体的健康，却从来没有想过头脑也要健康。
Some of us need to look in the mirror.
我们中间有些人需要照照镜子。
And realize we're going to have to live the rest of our life with the unhealthy mind that we are building.
我们要意识到我们在镜子里看到的这个人，这个头脑，我们以后往后的余生都是要靠着这样一个头脑去过日子的。
We've been looking in Philippians 4 at Paul's prescription for peace of mind.
我们一直在看腓立比书第四章，这是保罗给出的一个处方，让我们怎样获得心灵的平安。
And this morning we're looking at a very critical element of that prescription.
我们今天上午要看的是这个处方之中最重要的一个因素。
Because a healthy thought life holds all the rest of it together.
因为一个正确的、有正确的想法的头脑是把所有别的一切都是连在一起的。
What you think about today is shaping who you will be tomorrow.
你今天的想法是塑造你明天会成为什么样的人。
Solomon said this, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
所罗门在箴言他这么说，因为他心怎样思量，他为人就是怎样。
He is saying, my thoughts today are shaping who I will be tomorrow.
所罗门就是在说，我们今天的想法是塑造我们明天会成为怎样的人。
Paul shows what that looks like in the scripture we read.
所以保罗在这章这个经节里就告诉我们这究竟是什么意思。
Right thoughts.
正确的想法。
Things that are true, honorable, just, and pure.
那些真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的这些事情。
Right thoughts lead to right actions.
这些正确的想法会带来正确的行动。
Verse 9, what you have learned from me, practice these things.
第九节，你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的，要去行。
Because of your thoughts, these are going to be the actions you take.
因为你们有正确的想法，你们就会做出这样的行动。
And those right actions will bring good results.
这些正确的行动会带来正确的结果。
The God of peace will be with you.
赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
The opposite is also true.
这反面的也是真实的。
Wrong thoughts.
如果你的头脑的想法不正
确。Things that are untrue, dishonorable, unjust, impure.
不真实的、不可敬的、不公义的、不清洁的这些想法。
lead to wrong actions
会带来错误的行为
and bring bad results
那带来的结果也是糟糕的结果
We see this over and over in scripture
我们在圣经里一次又一次看到这样的事情
Saul had wrong thoughts about God
保罗对神的这个想法是错误的
He thought I can manipulate God He's a God who can be manipulated with sacrifices and nice words
所以保这个扫罗他觉得神是可以被利用的他可以用正确的宗教仪式啊用奉献来利用神
Today we might say I can satisfy God by coming to church and putting some money in the offering
那今天我们要像扫罗这样的话我们的想法可能就是我只要每周都来教会然后做奉献我就可以让神满意
And Saul thought if I do those things I can get by without obeying what God tells me to do
扫罗的想法就是我如果做了这个正确的这些奉献啦 去献祭啦这些宗教仪式我都遵守的话我就不用去遵守神的命令
His wrong thoughts led him to wrong actions
所以扫罗的这些错误的想法就导致了他有错误的行动
He broke God's commands
他打破了神的诫命
And it brought terrible results
结果是多么可怕多么糟糕
He lost his kingdom and died a shameful death
他失去了他的王国而且他死的是很屈辱的很悲惨的意思
David had right thoughts about God
但是大卫对神的想法是正确的
He knew God's people will have times of trouble but God does not forsake us
他知道神的子民也会遇到困难但是神在这些困难中不会离弃我们
This led him to right actions.
所以大卫有这样正确的想法，他就做出了正确的行动。
In difficult times, he put his trust in God.
在困难之中，他一样的信靠神。
And that brought right results.
所以大卫得到的这个结果，也是一个很好的结果。
He became known as a man after God's own heart, someone who knew God intimately.
所以我们说起大卫，我们说他是合神心意的人，什么意思？就是他跟神有很亲密的关系。
I've worked in churches different ways for 35 years.
我在教会担任各种不同的职务有35年了。
And I've seen this over and over.
我一次又一次的看到这样的事情。
Wrong thoughts.
错误的想法。
Lead to wrong actions.
会带来错误的行动。
And bring terrible results.
接着就会带来很糟糕的结果。
A husband thinks my wife doesn't give me what I deserve.
一个丈夫可能想，我太太没有给我想要的东西。
I deserve better.
我应该配得更好的。
The wrong thoughts.
这个错误的想法。
Lead to wrong actions.
就会带来错误的行动。
He has an affair at work.
然后他就在工作上跟别人有婚外情。
And the results are broken homes, broken families, tragedy.
然后这个结果就是他家庭破碎，妻离子散，然后这结果就非常的悲惨。
Thankfully, I've seen the opposite.
很感谢主的是，我也看到相反的事情。
A husband who has right thoughts.
一个丈夫如果是有正确的想法。
I am called to love my wife.
他说神呼召我要去爱我的妻子。
I am committed to her and I will meet her needs.
我已经跟他对他委身，所以我必须要去满足他的需要。
Leads to right actions, love and faithfulness in difficult times.
所以就在即使在困难之中，他也会做出正确的决定。他会跟太太要帮助太太能够两人共度难关。
And the good results.Of a lifetime of a strong marriage.
这样他们就会好的结果就是他们一辈子相亲相爱。
What we think shapes who we are.
我们所想的就是塑造我们成为怎样的人。
So how do we learn to think right thoughts?
那我们怎么去学习来想这些正确的想法呢
？It seems to me there's two sources for our thoughts.
对我来讲，我的理解就是我们的头脑的想法来有两个来源。
Our thoughts will be guided either by the world around us.Or they will be guided by God's word.
我们头脑之中的想法，或者是被这个周围的世界所决定，或者是从神的话而来，被神的话语所决定。
If our thoughts are guided by the world around us, we will become more and more like that world.
如果我们的头脑的想法都是根据周围的世界被周围的世界所引导的话，我们就会越来越效法这个世界。
If our thoughts are guided by God's word, we will become more and more like God.
但是如果我们的头脑中的想法是按照神的话语做指引的，我们就会越来越像神。
Romans 12, Paul gives some practical advice for daily life as a believer.
在罗马书第十二章之中，保罗就给出了一些很实际的一些做法，就怎么样。
He says, "Do not be conformed to this world."
他说不要效法这个世界。
Instead, be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
That word conformed has the idea of pressing something into a mold.
效法, conform, 效法 这个词, 它是, 实际上就是把什么东西压到一个模子里面去。
He is saying, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold.
保罗说不要让这个世界把你塞进他世界的这个模子里去。
When we lived in Taiwan, my children loved a kind of pastry filled with sweet cream.
我们在台湾住在台湾 有几年，我孩子很喜欢台湾的一种小吃，一个点心，就是它是就是一种里边有甜奶油的一种点心。
And the store near us made these in the shape of a fish.
我们附近的那个店卖的这种小点心都是鱼的形状。
Put the batter in the mold, and out comes a cream-filled fish.
他们把这个面糊就放在这个鱼的模子里头，做出来的就是一条一条的小鱼的。
The mold determined what came out.
你是用什么样的模子，你做出来的点心就什么样的形状。
If the mold had been in the shape of a pig,
如果他们用一个猪的小猪形状的模子，
my children would have grown up eating cream-filled pigs.
我的孩子要吃的那就不是用那个甜奶油的小鱼，而是甜奶油充满的那种小猪了。
The mold determined the outcome.
因为用什么模子，你做出来的点心。
Paul says the world around you is trying to squeeze you, is trying to shape you into its mold.
保罗是说这个世界在想办法把你压到这个模子里，把你造成这个模子里的形状。
Imagine a horrible, terrible day in your life.
你想象一下，你生活中有一天真是糟糕，这最糟糕的一天。
A day where you sit there and for 12 hours do nothing but watch television commercials.
那天你，哎呀，整整十二个小时，你就坐在电视机前面看这些广告。
Here is what you would learn that day.
那天你会学到什么呢？
You would learn that you're fat.
你会学到说，哎，你太胖了。
But for $49.95 plus shipping and handling,
但是你只要交49.95再加上手续费，这个运费。
You can join a fad diet that will let you eat everything you want and still lose weight.
然后你就可以有一个很好的一个节食计划，这样子你想吃什么就吃什么，还能够减肥。
You would learn that day that you're ugly.
然后那天你也会学到说你很丑。
But for 3 monthly payments of $25, they will send you a beauty cream that will make you look like a Hollywood star.
但是只要三个月，每个月只要付24块钱，他们就给你送来一个美容膏，你涂了以后，你就像好莱坞的这个明星一样漂亮。
You would learn that you're using the wrong laundry soap.
然后你还会学到说，你用的这个家里的洗衣粉
，the wrong toilet paper.
然后你的这个卫生纸也是错的。
You're eating the wrong foods.
你吃的东西也是错的。
And your insurance company doesn't have its own little lizard.
你的保险公司也是那个什么什么改口，那都是错的。你不应该用这个保险公司。
You would learn that your life is inferior.
然后你会学到说，你的生活之中真是一无是处。
But if you'll just let them squeeze you into their mold.
但是你只要让他们把你给嵌到他们的模子里。
If you'll just buy one more product, everything will be great.
你只要再去买他们的一个产品，一切都会好了。
And if you say, well, I would never watch all those commercials.
然后你跟你自己说，啊，我再以后再也不看这什么商业广告。
Look at your social media feed.
那你看看你的社交媒体。
Because it is shaping how you think and who you are.
因为你所天天看手机啊，这些社交媒体也在塑造你成为什么样的人。
I listened a while back to a counselor talk about the self-image and gender identity problems of teenagers.
一段时间以前，我听到一个学校的一个顾问，一个升学顾问，他在跟我讲现在的年轻人为什么总是有身份认同的问题啊，性别认同的问题。
And he said many of our teens are facing struggles with identity because of the influence of social media.
他说很多我们的青少年为什么会有这个性别认同啊，这个身份认同的问题，因为他们太依赖于社交媒体了。
They're told constantly, you don't measure up to all your peers.
他们在看他们是一些社交媒体常常得到的信息就是你比不上你周围的同伴，你比他们差多了。
You're not as good looking as they are.
你不像他们那么漂亮。
You're not as talented. You're not as smart.
你也不像他们那么聪明有才华。
Everyone has a better life than you.
你看别人过的日子都过得多好啊，都比你强。
And here's the problem.
所以问题就是
for a teenager, their identity is shaped by the world around them.
对于一个青少年来讲，他们的身份就完全是他们周围的环境来塑造的。
And so when their world consists of Instagram posts that shows everyone else living a perfect life,
所以他们如果天天在 Instagram 看到的周围的人过的日子都是过得太好了，天天都是享受的日子。
And they compare that to their boring family.
然后他们就把这些人跟他自己的生活比较一下。
Boring
school. 家人多么无趣啊！然后我的课程。
Boring meals.
多么无聊啊！我吃的饭。
Boring life.
这个生活太无聊了。
They soon think, I'm a loser. I'm a nobody.
所以他们的结论就是，你看，我就是一个一事无成的一个失败者。
I had written that, and then I realized it's true for us as adults too.
我听到这个 counselor 这么说，我自己想想，其实对我们成年人也是一样的。
I was working on this sermon.
我那天我在准备这个讲道。
And my phone dinged with a Facebook message.
然后我的那个手机叮一响，我就知道，哎呦，脸书上给我发了信息了。
So I went on Facebook to answer the message.
所以我就打开脸书，我要去回这个信息。
And made a mistake.
犯了个大错。
I started scrolling through posts.
然后我就一条一条的就往下看。
And here is what I read from a friend in Indiana.
然后有个朋友在印第安纳，他发的信息是这样的。
Yesterday was a great day.
Oh, 昨天是很棒的一天。
On my way to a business appointment, I saw a man beating up his girlfriend.
他说我去准备见一个客户，路上我看到有一个男的在打他的女朋友。
I chased him four blocks.
我追了四条街，终于把那哥们给追到了。
Tackled him.
然后把他按倒在地。
And held him till the police came.
然后一直按着他，直到警察来了。
Then I went on to my appointment, signed up a new client.
然后我就去见这个客户，而且签下来了一个新客户。
Came home and did my usual 4 mile run before bed.
然后又回家，我每天都要跑4公里，我4英里，我今天也没有错过，我也跑了4英里。
Life is good.
哎，生活太美好了。
I'm working on my sermon to tell you that your thoughts impact how you feel and what you do.
我当时是在准备今天的讲道稿，想要告诉大家你的头脑，你的想法会决定你是什么样的人。
And I started thinking, what did I do yesterday? That's what John did.
然后我就开始想，昨天我的朋友约翰做了这么多事儿，我昨天做了些什么呀？
I spent 10 hours sitting in front of my computer working on sermons.
我大概花了在计算机上花了10个小时来准备这个讲道稿。
I did my usual 20-minute walk.
然后我每天都走路嘛，我今天也是一样走了20分钟。
If I saw someone committing a crime, I couldn't catch him.
如果看到有人犯罪的话，我可没那个力气去追上他，追不上。
I'm just old and worthless.
我太老了，也没什么价值。
And I started to realize I'm just like the teenagers looking at the Instagram.
然后我就意识到，我怎么就跟青少年一样，被这些 Instagram 什么脸书上的信息所影响。
Social media influences my view of life.
这些社交媒体也会影响我对这个世界的看法。
Craig Rochelle said.
这个 Craig Rochelle 是。
If we are ingesting what our culture shovels in.
他说，如果我们就这个社会给我们喂什么东西，我们都。把它消化，都给它嚼着咽。
We will become conformed to this world.
我们就会效法这个世界了。
We are going to be shaped by our thoughts.
我们会被我们的头脑、我们的想法所塑造。
And if our thoughts are coming from the world around us, that's what's going to shape us.
如果我们的想法都是从周围这个世界而来，那我们就会效法这个世界。
Paul knew that his readers in Philippi were being shaped by their world.
保罗知道，他写信是写给腓立比教会。这个腓立比的人是在被周围的世界所塑造。
A world that said Rome has all the powers. If you're a Christian, you're a nobody.
当时这个世界就是在说，罗马是最有权势的一个国家。如果你是个基督徒的话，你是个无名小卒。
Neighbors who said, "Why would anyone worship an invisible God when our local temple has such great and beautiful idols?"
他们的邻居也会说，这些基督徒，你为什么要去敬拜一个看不见的上帝呢？他说：“你看，我们周围这些神庙里的这些偶像是造的多么辉煌。”
A world that said, "Why waste your time serving the poor and the downtrodden? They can't do anything to repay you."
这个世界也跟他讲：“你干嘛要去花时间去服侍那些穷人啊？那些被欺压、被践踏的人呢？他们也没办法回报你啊。”
Serve people who will be able to give something back someday.
你要想去服侍人，你去服侍那些有一天会可以回报你的那些人呢？
And he knew that they were in danger of being shaped.By those thoughts.
所以保罗知道这些腓立比人会被这些，他们是在面对这些危险，周围的世界充斥着这样的想法，会塑造他们的想法。
Just like today, we are in danger of being shaped by the thoughts of the world around us.
今天我们所面对的世界也是一样，这世界的很多想法都是错误的，但是我就在影响着我们。
Why sacrifice your time to be in a discipleship group when you have other things you can do?
你干嘛要花时间去你参加你的门徒训练小组呢？你还有那么多事要做呀。
Why humble yourself to serve if you're in a position of power and authority?
如果你是身居高位，你干嘛要谦卑下来去服侍别人呢？
Why even try to live a Christian life when you're so weak and have so many flaws?
你自己那么软弱, 你有那么多的错误, 那么多的这个弱点, 你干嘛还要试图努力去做一个过一个基督徒的生活呢?
Wrong thoughts that try to squeeze us into the world's mold.
所以这些错误的想法就把我们
And to avoid that, we have to avoid the world's thoughts. But as I started to tell you last time, you can't do that by simply thinking, saying, I won't think about this.
你不能就只是简单地说, 啊, 我不去想这些负面的想法。
As soon as I say I'm not going to think about this, I'm thinking about it.
你跟自己说, 我不去想这些负面想法, 你越是这样说, 你越是想到这些负面的想法。
So I must do away with negative thoughts by replacing them with something new.
所以要想除掉这些负面的想法, 我必须要用一些不一样的想法来代替这些负面想法。
And so Paul says,
所以保罗说,
here's what I want you to think about. And the things that he tells us to think about are things that mirror the character of God. Because we become what we think about. And so he says, I want your thoughts to lead you to become more and more like your Heavenly Father. Think about things that are true, that are honorable, that are just, that are pure. Very quickly, these qualities he says to think about. He says, think about what is true. 2 Corinthians 11 tells us that Satan tries to deceive us the same way he deceived Eve in the garden.
在哥林多后书13章3节，他说，撒旦就想要欺骗我们，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
And the way he does it is by beginning to teach her, to get her to think thoughts that are not true.
蛇是怎么做的？他就是让夏娃开始就是有一个不真实的一个错误的想法。
He says God is keeping something good from you.
蛇就对夏娃说，他说神把一样好东西留着不给你。
My plan for your life is better than God's plan.
我对你生命的一些计划比神的计划要好。
And as she begins to think thoughts that are not true,
然后夏娃就开始想这些不真实的想法。
She soon is taking actions that lead her to a terrible end.
她很快这个夏娃就开始用
Satan does the same thing for us today.
在今天一样,
Why should you follow some old book like the Bible?
你干嘛还要去遵守这么旧,
follow your heart, do what you want.
你要跟着你的心啊,
and he knows if he can control our thoughts with a lie, he will soon control our actions.
撒旦知道,
Paul says,
保罗说,
think thoughts that are true.
要去想那些真实的想法,
listen to God's voice.
要听听神的声音,
listen to God's word.
要听听神的话语,
then he says, focus your mind on what is honorable.
然后他说要把你的想法要集中在这些可敬的事情上。
One translation of that word is, think about things that are worthy of respect.
这个可敬的事情, 另外一个想法也就是值得你去尊敬的一些事情。
We live in a world that feeds cynicism. A world that leads us to think the worst in people. To become cynical people. I remember when Richard Nixon resigned as president. He did not resign because of any specific crime.
他当时辞职从总统位置上退下来，不是因为他犯了什么罪。
He had lied about what he knew about Watergate.
因为他在水门事件中撒了谎。
And when his advisors, when his lies became public,
当他这个谎言被这个公众知道以后,
his advisors said, you you have to resign. Your presidency can't survive.
他的这些顾问就跟他建议说，你得要辞职， 因为你这个谎言已经全世界都知道了，你这个没法再做总统。
50 years later,
但是50年之后的现在,
it's laughable to think a president would have to resign because of a lie.
如果一个总统仅仅是因为说了谎话就被迫辞职, 让我们听起来都是个笑话, 不可能,
we expect our politicians to lie.
因为我们期待我们这些政客, 我们都知道他们都是说假话的。
We don't expect the salesman to tell us the whole truth.
我们也不指望着这些销售人员给我们卖个车, 把一切的真实的话都告诉我们。
We don't expect honesty. We become cynical about the world around us. But Paul knows that that kind of cynicism is like a cancer that eats away at us.
但是保罗知道, 这样的这种讥讽的这种态度, 就好像是一个癌细胞会吞噬我们。
We come to distrust our political leaders. We come to distrust our church leaders. We come to distrust one another. And so he says, don't allow your thoughts to be controlled by cynicism. Think thoughts. Think on things that are worthy of respect.
所以保罗的意思就是你不要让这些充满讥讽的这种想法能够来控制你，而是你要去想那些值得尊重、值得尊敬的事情。
Think about things that are just.
你要想想公义的事情。
Again, this is the opposite of our world.
这跟我们现在的世界也是完全相反。
Our world says, look out for yourself.
我们这个世界跟我们讲是你要自己来关心你自己。
Do whatever you must do to get to the top.
你要做用尽一切手段要爬到上面去。
And if getting what I want hurts you, too bad.
如果是我要想往上爬，我伤害了你，那我只好对不起你了。
But remember, these are thoughts that are like our Heavenly Father. And God is just. He never wrongs others to benefit himself. And as his children, we're to be like him. We're not to seek our good at the expense of others. Our thoughts should be thoughts of justice.
我们的想法也应该是有公义的。
Think about what is pure.
而且要想一想什么是清洁的。
Paul is writing to people in Philippi, a Roman city that is full of impurity.
当时保罗写信写给谁啊？ Philippi 是在罗马的一个城市, 这个城市有很多不洁的东西。
Extramarital affairs were accepted everywhere.
罗马当时的罗马是非常混乱, 所以这个婚外情已经是被社会公众所接受的, 觉得都没什么了不得。
Public art in Roman, the Roman world was often pornographic.
当时的罗马这个街头的艺术都是公开的这些艺术其实充满色情意味。
Humor was filled with sexual references.
所以当时的他们讲的那些笑话就跟今天的黄段子一样。
These believers are surrounded by that.
他们人都是被这种混乱的思想、淫乱的思想所包围。
You must think pure thoughts.
你们要想清洁的想法。
Now he's not being prudish.
但是保罗他也没有想要道貌岸然的去谈心色变的。
He's practical.
他是非常实际的。
Because he knows that our thoughts lead to actions.
因为保罗知道我们的想法会让我们带出行动来。
If you're feeding your mind with dirty jokes and filthy TV shows, you will not think pure thoughts.
如果你的头脑里都被这些黄段子啊，什么这个很肮脏的色情的东西所充斥，你就做不出一些正确的事。
And you will become increasingly susceptible to temptation.
你会越来越容易被诱惑。
Paul knows that if I want to live a pure life, I must think pure thoughts.
所以保罗说，如果我想要过一个清洁的生活，我必须要有清洁的想法。
He says, think about things that are lovely.
所以保罗还说，要想一想那些可爱的事情。
Now that word there doesn't mean pretty and beautiful.
这个他说到这个可爱，不是说漂亮的、好、很可爱的这些东西。
It's a word that means things that promote peace rather than conflict.
而是说这些事情能够让你更和睦，而不是带来冲突。
All through the book of Philippians, we've seen his emphasis on peace and unity among believers.
我们在整个腓立比书前面几章，我们都看到保罗一直是希望教会里能够和睦合一。
And that kind of peace starts in the mind.
这种和睦合一就是从头脑开始。
If I want to be a person who encourages peace and unity, I will not be looking for quarrels and things to be offended about.
如果我想要教会能够和睦合一的话，我不会去找做一些能够引起分裂、引起纷争的事情。I
won't be looking for ways to bring division.
我也不会去做一些事让教导致教会分裂。I
will think lovely thoughts, thoughts of peace.
我会想到一些能够带来和睦和平的事情。
And then he says,
然后他说
whatever is commendable,
有美名的事要去做。
Think about things that are commendable.
要想想值得称赞的事情。
One paraphrase puts it like this, think about things that are worth thinking about.
有一个说法就是怎么去解经，他这句的什么是有美名的事，就是值得让你去思考的这些事情。
I like that. Are my thoughts worth thinking about?
这些事情值得你去想。
You see,Our thoughts are shaping who we are.
因为我们的想法在塑造我们成。
And so I need to think thoughts that are worthy, thoughts that build me up.
所以我得去想那些值得我去想的事，能够让我能够被装备的事情。
I've spoken here before about how our words shape other people.
我也跟大家讲过，我们的所说的话也会去塑造他人。
Our words shape our spouse, our children, those around us.
我们所说出来的话会塑造我们周围的人，我们的配偶，我们的孩子。
Our words shape others. Our thoughts shape ourselves.
我们说出来的话会塑造周围的人，而我们头脑中的想法是塑造我们自己。
Tom Newberry said, "The conversations you hold in the privacy of your mind are shaping your destiny."
有一个解经家，他是这么说：他说，你头脑之中这个在暗中的想法是塑造你外在的这个人。
So late at night when you're laying there.
所以你在晚上如果睡不着的时候，躺在那儿，你在想什么
？What do you say to yourself？
你对自己说什么呢
？What are your thoughts？
你的想法是什么
？Many of us, our thoughts are talking to ourselves about our past failures, our weaknesses, our unworthiness.
我们很多人在自己独自去思想的时候，想到的都是一些负面的，我过去的犯的错啊，我身上的弱点啊，我做不到的一些事情啊。
But I love how David talks to himself in Psalm 42.
但是我很喜欢大卫王对他自己所说的一些。
He's in a difficult situation.
就诗篇四十二篇五章五节，他当时是在很困难的一个境况之中。
He is tempted to lose hope.
他当时已经觉得要失去希望了。
And I can imagine him as he lays there in this cave. He's hiding from Saul.
因为当时他在躲避扫罗，我可以想象当时躺在一个山洞里头。
And he can lay there and he can think, I'll never escape.
他躺在山洞里，他可以这么想，他觉得我再也不可能逃出去了。
He's got a whole army.
他自己有他的军队。
And I just have a few men.
因为扫罗有他的军队。
He's got all the power and I'm nobody.
扫罗是当时的国王，他有很多的权力，可是我是个无名小卒。
But instead of doing that, he begins to talk to himself.
但是大卫可没有这样想，他对他自己说什么话呢？
He begins to think thoughts that are worthy of thinking.
他开始想的是一些值得他去思考的一些话。
He says this.
他是这样说的。
Why are you cast down, O my soul?
我的心哪，你为何忧闷？
Why are you in turmoil within me?
为何在我里面烦躁？
Hope in God.
应当仰望神。
Do you hear he's talking to himself?
你听到吗？大卫在跟他自己讲话呢。
Why are you cast down, O my soul?
他说你我的心呢？你干嘛要为何忧闷
？He's saying self.
他在对他自己说：“嘿，大卫。
”Why are you thinking about this?
你干嘛要这样想呢
？Hope in God.
要在神里面有盼望。
He knows his thoughts are going to shape his actions.
因为大卫知道他的想法会塑造他的行动。
His actions are going to shape the direction of his life.
他的行动就会来塑造他行动前他未来的方向。
And so he says, self.
所以他跟自己说，大卫。
Quit thinking about the problems.
所以不要再去想这些问题了。
Hope in God.
要在神里面有盼望。
He is teaching himself.
他在教他自个儿
to think thoughts that are worth thinking.
去想那些值得去思考的想法。
Paul sums it up like this.
所以保罗是这样总结的。
If there's anything excellent,
如果有任何有德行的事，
if there's anything worthy of praise,
有什么值得称赞的事，
think about these things.
这些事你们都要思念。
He says you're becoming what you think.
他说因为你就变成你所想的那个人。
So think the best thoughts.
所以就要想用最好的想法来塞满自己的头脑。
Robert Rome said he had a high school track coach who believed what Paul says here.
这个 Robert Rome 这个人是全美的一个运动明星。他有在中学的时候，他有一个教练，他就是这个教练的想法跟保罗一样。你想的是什么样，你就是什么样。
You become what you think.
你头脑怎么想，你就会成为什么样的人。
Rome was on the track team.
所以这个 Rome 当时他是他们学校田径队的一员。
And he said every time he would pass his coach in the hallway,
他说每一次他在学校走廊里经过这个教练的时候，
his coach would point at him,
这个教练就指着他说，
and say, there's Robert Rome.
这个教练就大声讲，这就是 Robert Rome.
All American track star.
以后美国的全美田径明星。
He said one morning he'd had a rough morning.
这个 Rome 他说有一天早上他日子觉得那天过得很糟糕。
He said at breakfast my dad yelled at me.
他说早上吃早饭的时候他爸爸对他吼。
On the way to school, I argued with my best friend on the bus.
然后在这个校车上又跟他最好的朋友吵了一架。
First period, I flunked the quiz.
然后他们学校的那个第一期的这个期中考试，他又没过。
A rough day.
然后所以那天开始的太糟糕了。
He says at break time, I was walking down the hall.
他说中间休息的时候，他
and I passed my coach.
然后又经过这个教练身边。
And he pointed at me. He said, "There's Robert Rome, all American."
然后这个教练还是一样直，他说，哎，看 Robert Rome, 他是全美的田径明星。
He said it felt so good.
他那天，哎呀，就这样。
I went to the end of the hall.
他说我就整个从这个。
I ran around the building.
一直跑过去，整个绕着这个。
I came in the other end.
他从这个整个这个绕着他们整个这个大楼绕了一圈，然后又从那个门再进来。
So I could walk past him again.
只是为了从这个教练前面再走一遍，再听一次教练夸的。
He said he froze.
那教练当时都冻住了，是吧
？He looked where I had been.
他看看，哎呦，他怎么又来了一趟？
He said,There's Robert Rome.
这教练还是那么说 ，Robert Rome.
All American.
全美田径明星。
That coach understood what Paul teaches.
这个教练他知道保罗所教的。
Our thoughts shape who we are.
我们的想法会塑造我们成为什么样的人。
And so he says.
所以他说。
Think about things that are excellent.
要想一想那些值得称赞的好事。
Think about what is worthy of praise.
要去想一想值得让人称赞的事。
Don't let the world shape your thoughts.
不要让这个世界来塑造你的想法。
Let God's word shape your thoughts.
让神的话语来塑造你的想法。
Again, back to Romans 12.
我们再回到这个罗马书的十二节。
Don't be conformed to this world.
不要效法这个世界。
Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold.
不要让这个世界把你塞到它的模子里去。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
Renew your mind.
要心意更新。
Replace the world's wrong thinking with God's right thoughts.
要用神的这些正确的想法来取代这个世界的错误想法。
Thoughts that are true, honorable, just, pure.
凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的这些想法。
You see, many of us are shaped by the thoughts of a world that says.
你知道，我们中间很多人都被这个世界的一种想法所塑造。
Your value is based on your looks, on your income, on your achievements, all of those things.
这个世界就跟我们讲，你的价值就在于你的外形，你的这个工资挣多少，你的这是不是有什么成就
？And we try and try to measure up to the world's standards.
我们一直想要努力的去能够达到世界的标准。
And we're constantly frustrated by our failure.
我们常常因为自己失败而感到挫败。
But God's word says something entirely different.
但是神的话，他是说的是完全不一样的事。
That God made you just as you are, and He made you for a purpose.
神造你是有一个目的的，他造你就是这个样子的一个人。
That regardless of your income or your abilities,
不管你挣多少钱，不管你的能力如何，神，这你现在的样子是神造你成为。
Regardless of your career position or your looks,
也不管你长得是什么样，你在公司里是什么位置。
You have incredible worth.
你在神眼中是有价值的。
Regardless of your past,
也不管你过去是什么样的。
Jesus died that you can have eternal life.
耶稣也为你而死，所以你可以有永生。
So fill your mind with God's word.
所以用神的话语来充满你的头脑。
A new way of thinking.
用一个新的方式来思考。
Last month, I encouraged you to make the Bible part of your daily diet.
上个月我鼓励大家把这个。读经当成每天这个日用饮食的一部分。
Feed your mind, I said, by every day spending some time reading God's word.
我跟大家说，每一天你就要给你头脑要喂食圣经里的话语，每天花一点时间读经。
This morning I want to give you one more suggestion for feeding your mind with God's word.
我想要给大家再来一条建议，怎么样让你的头脑能够想用神
？A suggestion that until.A suggestion that just until about 6 years ago I thought was impossible for me.
对我来讲，六年前我都觉得这对我来说根本不可能做到。
Because I want to encourage you to begin memorizing God's word.
我想要鼓励大家开始背经句。
Now, I always thought that was impossible.
你知道我一直以为这不可能。
I couldn't even keep track of my children's names.
你知道我有时候连我孩子叫什么名字都忘了。
And I only had, I don't remember, two, I think.
我都 我都记不得了，我大概有两个玩儿。
So there was no way I was going to memorize a bunch of Bible verses.
所以对我来讲，来背京剧简直是不可能的事，我记性太不好了。
But I want to tell you why this is important.
但是我想跟大家讲，
and I hesitate to tell you this.
我有点说到这个，我有点犹豫。
Because you are not called to follow me, you're called to follow Christ.
因为你们大家被呼召是要跟从基督，不是来跟从我的。
But I decided to tell you this because I want to point to why I feel this can be important.
但是我想要跟大家分享，就是因为我觉得这一点非常重要。
About 6 years ago, I went through what I think was one of the darkest times of my life.
大概6年前吧，我当时经历的就是我自己觉得在我生命之中差不多是最黑暗的一段时期。
I was frustrated with my job.
我在工作上我觉得非常有挫败感。
I had no goals to aim for. I just wanted to quit everything.
我当时也没有什么目标，我就是想什么都不做了，我就躺平了。 I used a Chinese word.
Okay. I didn't think it was funny.
Well, in Chinese, it's okay. Lie down. Yeah.
And I don't know if it was, you know, depression or burnout or just old age.
我也不知道当时什么原因，是也许是我抑郁了，或者是这个就是因为精疲力尽的烧尽了，还是因为我年纪大。
But yeah, I just wanted to lie down.
我真的就想躺平了，什么都不想干。
And someone said,
但是有人跟我讲,
you got to start memorizing scripture.
你就开始背诵经句吧。
And honestly, I didn't think it would help.
坦白地说, 我当时不觉得这有什么帮助。
I didn't think I could memorize any.
我也不觉得我能记得住任何经句。
And if I did, I really didn't think it'd do any good.
即使我记了经句, 我也不觉得它对我会有什么实际的帮助。
But I was desperate.
但当时我已经绝望了。
So I took a chapter of Psalms and began to memorize.
所以我就从这个诗篇里找了一篇，我就开始背诵。
And sure enough, I had a terrible memory.
我真的，我的记性实在太糟糕了。 It
was painful.
所以背得很痛苦。
But day after day, I would work at memorizing just a verse.
所以每一天又一天的，我每天只背一句。
And during the next few months,
所以在那之后的几个月里,
late at night, I would be just fighting this. What am I even here for?
所以他每天晚上我都在想，我在这个世界上我究竟能做什么？
And I'd say to Sue, I'm going to go for a walk.
然后我就跟你说，我起来，我出去走一走吧。
And I would just walk round and round our neighborhood.
所以我就在社区里面一圈一圈的走。
Quoting the verses that I had learned to just block out all of the depressing thoughts.
我就不断地在头脑里就重复我记下来的那些金句，这样把那些负面的想法都想办法把它们赶出去。
It's been 6 years.
到现在已经6年了。
God brought me through that.
神已经把我带出了生命那个黑暗阶段。
I still don't have a great memory.
我现在记性还是不好。
But almost every day I spend a little time trying to learn another verse.
但是几乎每一天我都会花一点时间来背一句金句。
Every day going back and reviewing what I learned before.
然后每一天我都会复习一下我昨天背的那句。
Not because I think when I get to heaven, God is going to say, all right, how many verses did you learn?
我不是因为说我有一天我到天堂见到神，神会说，哎，你背了几句啊？
We're not going to impress God. Don't try.
你背的再多，你也不会让神对你印象深刻。
This isn't about earning favor with him.
也不是为了得到神的偏爱。
But you see, Paul says to me,
但是你知道保罗跟我讲,
if I want to avoid the negative thoughts that will destroy me, I have to replace it with something.
如果我想要避免那些会毁掉我的负面的想法，我一定要用一些正面的想法去取代这些想法。
And so this morning, can I encourage you?
所以今天我想鼓励大家,
if this is an area of struggle for you,
如果对你来讲这也是你挣扎的一个,
if you find yourself thinking the thoughts that the world wants to shape you through,
如果你头脑之中充斥的都是这个世界想要你去想的这些负面的想法的话,
maybe start with Philippians 4:8.
也许就从这个腓立比书第4章第8节开始背诵。
That was one of the first verses I started to memorize.
这也是我最早开始背诵的金句之一。
Put that in your mind.
就把这个这一句金句放在头脑里。
And when Satan attacks you with other thoughts,
所以当撒旦来用别的想法攻击你的时候,
begin to think,
你就开始去想,
thoughts that are true,
想真实的,
thoughts that are honorable,
可敬的,
thoughts that are just,
公义的,
thoughts that are lovely,
可爱的,
thoughts that are commendable, Things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
去想想这些有德行的、有美名的事情。
And Paul says,
保罗说,
if you'll do this,
如果你这样做的话,
the God of peace will fill your heart.
赐平安的神就会充满你的心。
You can begin to have a different way of thinking.
你就开始有一个不同的思维方式。
Because you replace Satan's thoughts.
因为你用 你取代了神这个撒旦的想法
with God's thoughts.
你用神的想法取代了撒旦的想法。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, I think many of us struggle with our thoughts.
主啊, 我相信我们中间很多人都为自己的想法而挣扎。
We spend our lives surrounded by thoughts that are not yours.
我们在生活之中常常都是被一些不是从你而来的一些错误的想法所困扰。We
failed in the past, and that becomes part of the thoughts that attack us.
我们过去失败过，所以我们这些失败的这些事情就会缠绕着我们。We've
been told that we're inferior, and that becomes part of the thoughts that attack us.
我们也会被人讲我们根本就是无名小卒不值一提，所以这些负面的想法也会缠绕我们。
We fall into temptation in the past, and Satan says you'll never win.
我们过去曾经被撒旦所试探，撒旦跟我们讲，你永远不会赢。
Over and over and over, our minds have become filled with thoughts that tear us apart.
一次又一次的，我们头脑中被这些充斥的想法，就会让我们觉得撕裂。
Thoughts that keep us from being the people you want us to be.
这些想法让我们不能成为你想要我们成为的人。
Lord, would you teach us to think your thoughts?
主啊, 求你教导我们来用你的想法来思考。
Help us to learn to think like you want us to think.
主啊, 帮助我们用你所想要我们想的事情来思考。
Thoughts that make us more like you.
让我们这些想法能够帮助我们更像你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.